This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're on a small business. There are a lot of things you got to be thinking about. Hiring, sales, bookkeeping, supply chains, and inventories. We have been checking in with Irene Kesselman the past year or so. She runs Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. And her dispatch for us today kind of hits on all of those notes.
I started hearing from companies stating that they were going to increase a portion of their line or their entire line in terms of realizing price increases. It started maybe I would receive one every other week, and now I am literally receiving letters weekly from a lot of the companies that I deal with. We are also seeing a lot of back orders. In the past, they may receive an order and there might be two items off of that order that we have not received. However, we just started a new file folder because we can't, we have so many back orders. There's a lot more invoices. There's a lot more calls to be made to pay bills. You know, it's just, it's more time consuming for my staff to kind of match orders to packing slips, if you will, because we could receive 25 to 40 boxes in a day. And that is why I went back and hired a couple people, added a few more hours to the staff's, you know, weekly hours. And I will definitely be hiring additional staff if need be. But for now, I'd like to get my regular staff back to the hours that they had, which they're almost there. I don't know in 6 months, honestly, where we're going to be. The next 5 or 6 months should be very telling in terms of how the rest of the year plays out. It's forcing all of us to be very aware of how we price things and when I need to cancel orders so as to make sure that I can sell through all the merchandise that I receive. I've been told by one or two sales reps that I should increase my buy by 50% in hopes that I get everything. But what if I do and then the goods are produced miraculously and I have to take in all those goods? So it's going to be really telling. And I go to market next week with my manager to buy for the holiday season. So I'm sure I'll learn a lot there.
Irene Kesselman, proprietor of Alley Cat Toys out of Carrboro, North Carolina.